In this room are many individuals who, in addition to a professional role, dedicate their time, resources, and passion to nonprofit work, supporting everything from our children and the impoverished to mental health and animal welfare. Based on your past experiences, how have you seen nonprofits and volunteers playing a role in strengthening communities across Indiana?
Well, Maureen and I support them aggressively in our local area. United Way was in the office today. I've invited church groups that weren't really invited to come in and do some of the stuff that government can do better. They're wanting to help throughout our state. So I'm going to be innovative and entrepreneurial there. And I want government to embrace partners in the nonprofit sector to where we spread that responsibility out. And I think then you'll probably find best practices where you may be learning something again on how to do it. And I think the more we can keep it at the grassroots local level through nonprofits, and where the state would be the backstop or kind of the augmenter of it, that's kind of my vision. So I think it can work well together. I think we may have, over the last 8 to 12 years, gotten to where we were trying to do a little bit too much through government, not paying to the details of managing it efficiently. We're gonna flip that around a little bit into a sweet spot that I think will make more sense. That's part of, again, of what I think you learn as an entrepreneur, if you want to be entrepreneurial through government.